Blackstone Audio presents The Liar's Girl by Catherine Ryan Howard. This book is read by Alana Kerr Collins, Alan Smith, and Gary Furlong. To Dad, for publicity services rendered.
It's 4:17 a.m. on Saturday morning when Jen comes to on a battered couch in a house somewhere in Rathmines. One of those red brick terraces that's been divided into flats, left out to students, and left to rot. He watches as her face betrays her confusion, but she's quick to cover it up. How much does she remember? Perhaps the gang leaving the club on Harcourt Street, one behind the other, pushing their way through the sweaty, drunken crowds, hands gripping the backs of dresses and tugging on the tails of shirts. Maybe she remembers her friend Michelle clutching some guy's arm at the end of it, calling out to her, saying they were moving onto some guy's party that they could walk there. "Whose party?" he'd heard her ask. "Jack's," came the shouted answer. It was unclear whether or not Jen knew Jack, but she followed them anyway. Now she's sitting, slumped, on a sofa in a dark room filled with faces she probably doesn't recognize. The thin straps of her shimmery black dress stand out against her pale, freckled skin, and the makeup around her eyes is smudged and messy. Her lids look heavy. Her head lolls slightly to one side. Someone swears loudly and flicks a switch, filling the room with harsh, burning light. Jen squints, then lifts her head until her eyes reach a single...